love that on that beat.
Hey hoes, welcome back to Zay's Table Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all already know that we had to come back for another motherfucking episode before the end of 2021. It is now December 31st and New Year's is tomorrow. It didn't even fucking feel like it. Joining me tonight on this wonderful podcast via Yubo is one of my closest friends that I've been knowing for like since high school. What do you want to be called?
Junior.
Junior, period. We ain't got no applause right now because it's a little whack because I got to go back and edit the shit. So y'all know, we're going to put some applauses inside of there. And then we have another special person that I've been knowing for a long time on Yubo. You want to be called Nubia?
Yes.
Miss Nubia is joining us for the podcast tonight. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fucking screaming. All right, so I'm having to do this the bootleg way because, you know, I didn't want to have to make them go through the whole process of making their accounts and stuff like that to be able to join me on the podcast tonight. But we're here to talk about some shit that has just happened over throughout the year. Some things that we have to update and stuff like that, and some just shit that we're going to be doing going forward in the future. All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the first topic. So as y'all know, this is Zay's Table Talk. I want y'all to feel like this is an open place. Y'all don't have to censor y'all stuff on here. I am labeled as explicit on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all them other motherfucking platforms. So y'all can cuss. This ain't no place for children. And if your child listening to this bitch, it's your fault. Anyways.
Nah, for real.
So, Zay's Table Talk. I started the name earlier this year with a couple of other people, and I had some other guests that I will not name on tonight's show. Y'all already met them. If y'all know who I'm talking about, if y'all go back and y'all watch the first or listen to the first episode, y'all know who I'm talking about. Well, you know, relationships have ended and friendships have ended since then. And, you know, honestly, I'm really back at a space to get myself back together because I don't have time to be sitting over here being lied to on a consistent basis. And that's no shade because you know who the fuck you are. You know that you lied. If you didn't, you didn't. Anyways, let me put my water up because we're going to be here for at least a good, how many minutes? We 2 minutes in. I know I spoke to Nubia and Junior about this recent breakup of mine. Not the first one. The first one, they was you know, too busy flaunting and fondling around with other people and getting titty pics from them and shit like that. And, you know, it was getting sent to their phone and everything. Nothing, no issue, no biggie. And, you know, me, I was listening to my auntie, you know, Auntie Amber. She gave me some advice and she was saying, say, talk to him because you never know what he might be going through. And you not know when he got a lot of stuff going on inside of his life and everything like this. Like, I'm trying to be there, trying to be supportive and everything like that. So we decided to come together and we decided to get back in a relationship. Well, I started getting troubled in my spirit multiple days, just like on a consistent. It was just like, I'm having the same feeling. I actually caught him the second time trying to talk to this other bitch, but he wasn't trying to talk to her, but it was really more of the fact that he was like finna begin talking to her, but I caught them before he can get into the act. Who's to say what the fuck else he's doing? Not saying that's what kind of person he is, but it's just like, damn, like I shouldn't have to be looking over my shoulder every motherfucking 20 minutes. Like, you know, hold on, let me get my water. So yeah, I guess to kind of spark a conversation out of this, what kind of issues have y'all been in with relationships? We're going to start with Miss Nubia.
I'm going to say the kind of relationship I've been in is going out of my way for a motherfucker that stayed a whole state away.
Ooh.
I ain't going to say no names, but yeah, kind of more so like motherfucker couldn't be honest about who he was as a person, and he has to hide himself and what he does. And I just didn't have time to keep myself around for somebody that's literally a hoe for the community. Like, sir, honestly, you just had a, you just gotta, like, be upfront with yourself and let motherfuckers know what kind of person you are and what you do. Some motherfuckers won't be getting the wrong idea.
That part.
Also, I just want to let them motherfucker know that, yeah, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit, and I just really hope you, you die in your sleep. Like,
oh, no. Okay. Shit. Okay. All right. Well, that was that. If this person is listening to the podcast, it's no bad blood. I still have love for you, babe, at the end of the day. I just realized that it was just not, and I still love for them. Maybe we could potentially be something later on in life. I'm not going to say that it's just done, but it's just, I can't do it with the way my mental state I'm in right now with all of the shit going on. They have consistent bitches floating around their penis. So with that being said, I mean, if that's what they want and that's what they like and everything like that, then they can do that. Also, inside of the relationship, it was a lot of things like it was. What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm gonna send it to you because I'm so fucking confused.
And screaming. Inside of like the relationship and everything, it was just like consistent. I don't understand. It was more of like, I wasn't really getting a relationship feeling out of the thing. I was getting more of a friendship type of value than anything. And it was kind of just not what I was looking for. Like, I love to be friends with the person that I'm in love with and everything. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, I'm not going to sit over here and play, we not even gonna get into all of the shit that has happened over the course of some months, y'all, but it's been some shit, and it made me question this person a lot. But I wish them well in life and school, because I know they're about to go to school coming up soon. And yeah. So, RJ, we're gonna move on over to you. What is the most worst relationship that you've been in?
First relationship I was in was being with somebody who falsified their intentions,
mm-hmm.
and then made me look like a dumbass to feel stupid at the end of the day. Okay. So yeah, just never, always when you see a person not giving what they're supposed to have given,
right?
Basically, they can run the fuck away.
That's the key thing that I need to start doing. I knew me, because I had just gotten out of a relationship when I had started dating the person that I'm talking about. And I think Newbie knows. I think both of y'all know who I'm talking about. I had just got out of a relationship with this other person that I was talking to. And we stopped talking because it was just like, it was no communication. It was like really no love. Like, if I would have known that I was going to go through half of the shit I would have been through, I was going through with this other person, I probably would have stayed with that person.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and go to the next thing, because Zeus that came in here. Yes, and I mean, it came aside from an insert to the podcast. But anyways, we're going to get back into it. Oh, what the fuck did I just sit on? Okay, so another thing that has happened. So basically, they revealed to me some information about that's who called me. That's when I left the live and stuff like that. That's the person that called me, y'all. So the person called me and let me know that their friend or whatever, or their ex friend, is trying to be, you know, close with them again. And here's how I feel about it. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. Because when it comes down to it, they're going to stay friends regardless. These group of individuals, if I want you to listen to this really carefully, the people that, you know, that was inside of the first podcast and stuff like that, those people, they were a bit, it was them and a couple of other people. That whole group, except for one particular person, maybe, because they tend to mind their business, and they know who I'm talking about, because they still requesting to be inside the next podcast, and we're going to get it situated. But those other people around them and stuff like that, it's just giving fake shit on a consistent basis. You have one person sitting over here saying that these people are not going to be anything in life and everything. You have another person sitting over here saying that these people don't have any goals or and stuff like that. You have one person that likes to lie and stop the friendship. You have one person that tries to snake the other person and go talk to the girls that this person was talking to, and try to do little snake stuff. I'm on a podcast. What do you want? You got a clean towel? Do I look like I have a clean towel?
Yes.
Get out. And close my door. Anyways, screaming. I don't like kids. I'm so sorry. This is really ghetto tonight, but y'all are getting the full effect. This is live action, okay? This is not no pre-recorded shit. So you finna hear me talk to kids and everything. So, you know, it's just, who else? What am I talking about? Yeah, people lying inside the friendship and everything. People trying to lie and try to talk to the girls and stuff that they talking to at the same time. You know, all of them have some toxic things about them. And they have not actually went deep down beneath and actually solved what the fuck they have going on with them. I have one particular problem with, I have a lot of issues with some of the people that are inside of that group. And the first one knows why I have the issue with them. A situation came up in my cousin's story about something about my cousin's abuse story got brought up inside of a conversation like a long time ago. And the particular person that was claiming to be oh so close with that or with me and that person or with me and my cousin, they basically had full control of the group, basically, because they said they were the glue that holds the group together. They said that they had full control of the group and stuff. But when the situation came down to be talked about, he said he didn't care. And I guess it was because I made him mad when I said that, because basically his friends are causing like a friction between me and his relationship. But at the end of the motherfucking day, you want to sit over here and you want to have this damn, you want to have this image about is how you just it, and you care so much about your friends and your people and stuff like that. That's not what the fuck it gives. Because when motherfucking Clover, Nubia knows who Clover is. I'm gonna put it in a comment so you know who I'm talking about. I mean, no, we're not gonna say the name though. When Clover went to go try to be friends with the motherfucker again and tried to explain to him. When Clover went to go try to have a conversation with his ass and tried to, you know, reason and talk to him and stuff like that. They had a conversation with him and he apologized. I didn't get that. I was like, I'm happy for y'all. Then he goes and he snakes him again. And I'm just like, damn, like, these niggas chase for pussy so much and it's so sad. And I've never understood that. You sit over here and you chase women over and over and over. And then they fight over them like little bitches. Sorry. Anyways.
I ain't fighting over
and
over.
I'm not fighting over anybody. Do you hear me? Like, I don't care. Like, if you want to talk to this person, some motherfucking bitch, they get into arguments with each other, like, about girls that come inside their motherfucking lives. And they be some pretty girls, but they don't be, like, all day. And then when the girls see that they're getting into it with each other, some people will bag up. Like, child.
Not some people, everybody should.
I should have had one of the girls inside of the podcast tonight. I probably should have contacted her to talk to her and stuff like that. But, like, I've been kind of distancing myself because I know that I've been in a really messed up mood and I don't want to bring that around anybody else. So I just kind of been distancing myself. It's no bad blood. Don't hate or anything like that. I just need some time to myself. Probably could have texted y'all that, but it probably would have came out rude as hell. So I'm just going to try to, you know, do it my way. But all of them can never take accountability for their actions. Only some of them can. Some of them have good things about them. You have one fat fuck. You have one person that likes to lie and likes to lie. He likes to cover up his other friend's lies. Then you have the other person.
I'm sorry, I'm
fucking weak. I'm screaming. You have the other person that likes to he's attracted to trans women now and stuff like that. So the whole time me and the person is still in a relationship or whatever, he's downgrading him. and talking down upon him and stuff like that, I would say little shit towards the person and stuff like that. I would lie and be like, I'm about to go on a date with this person. And I think he was in the live. He was acting all weird and stuff like that towards me because I was telling him that I was talking to certain people and stuff like that. Mind you, he got all these nasty peg leg, lean witted, rock witted head ass bitches that is on his tiny ass tallywhacker. I've never understood anything about this person. And now that I've understood it and stuff like that, I can honestly give this girl that was in a relationship with him for like 4 to 5 motherfucking years her motherfucking props. And I might sit and I might joke with her and stuff, and I might say that it was all her fault, but it was never her motherfucking fault. If you really want to pay attention and you want to get deep down into the motherfucking facts, this girl deserves a motherfucking Oscar, Academy, Grammy, Tony, Emmy, all of the mother. She needs her motherfucking she needs a motherfucking role. Somebody need to call her ASAP, because she sat here, she tolerated that shit for the longest, and nobody actually knew what she was going through. I knew some of what she was going through. If anything, I really made this person. And I'm not even going to say that just to make it seem like I'm just like all that. But I made this person. For me, put it like to bring in my spiritual value and teaching them the way about this and stuff, the shit that they used to be like, oh no, I'm not fucking with that shit. This person is now into crystals. Still don't motherfucking understand half of the shit that he doing, because he thinks that he just know that motherfucking thing. He just started understanding about BW2 powder and motherfucking developing cream for hair lightening. He didn't know about hair bleach like that. This nigga was still using box colors. Nigga's been literally sitting over here getting all this information and getting all of this stuff from me and everything like that. And it's still in square one. You did it by yourself, babe. The other person, the one that I just got a relationship with, he looks like he just a hoe. And I love him, but that's what it is. It's just he can't contain himself, and it's understandable. And when he does contain himself, it's like to a point to where he doesn't want to. It's like he doesn't feel like he's obligated to do that. Like, I have to sit over here and tell him everything that he needs to do in order for him to do it. No, baby, it's self-explanatory. If you know you should not be talking to no nasty, fat, crackhead bitch, then why the hell would you go talk to them? Why do you want me to act nasty? Does that arouse you? Like, me getting mad at you, does that arouse you? Like, does that turn you on or something? Like, what's going on with you? I've never understood that group, but the group deserves each other. And I hope they go really far in life, talking shit about each other behind each other's back, and then faking and pretending they're y'all friends in front of each other. I hope y'all go really far. The other person, the last person that I'm talking about with Clover, that nigga right there, he needs some damn Colgate. And a motherfucking, a teeth whitening pen and some decent dental care insurance, and I'm done. Anyways, I'm done. I ain't gonna talk about it no more. I'm just playing. But yeah, next topic, now that I'm done, now Letitia Duprell. Letitia, if anybody does not know who Letitia is, Letitia has been a character that I've been doing since I was like, my goofy ass was like in fucking high school. Freshman year of high school, I made a character named Letitia Durrell. Well, my stupid ass put Duprell one night and it sounded better, so I just kept it. Well, she's been highly asked for, because apparently I'm just now finding that the people have been, that me doing this character and me acting an ass and prank calling and stuff like this on live and everything like has been really influential for other people as far as when they go down with depression and stuff like that. And when I saw it, I was like, this following account ain't matching up what the fuck y'all saying, because if that was the really motherfucking case, y'all would have been fucking publicizing the fuck out of Letitia Duprell back in the day. But now that it's doing it now, like, I fucks with it. So, yeah, she's coming back soon. I'm gonna try to get back into this YouTube shit. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to, because I don't like editing. I don't like that shit. I have a video right now that I have not released, and it's 20 minutes. It's 30 minutes long, and I have to go back and edit so much of that shit, and I don't want to. So y'all finna get this. This is y'all's Christmas, y'all's Vlogmas, Kwanzaa, Thanksgiving, New Year's podcast, because y'all can kiss my ass. Anyways, I'm just really trying to recap over thing that I'm trying, I need to say tonight. Oh, with the people that I've been being mean to recently, I haven't been being mean. Like I said, I just need a space. I think I covered that. I just been trying to separate myself before I cuss y'all out, because y'all know I get bipolar sometimes. I will have my moments to where I'll be cool with you, and then not next minute I just want to cuss your ass out and not be around you. And I just want to just say this to some people out here tonight. When you get out of a relationship, don't get right back into one. Because, bitch, you're going to fuck yourself up. And the reason I say that you're going to fuck yourself up is because you're consistently jumping in and out of one thing with one person, and then you're jumping into it with the next person. It's like, bitch, you can't stay in one bed. Bitch, you can't even, it's not giving. You're not supposed to be jumping from pillow to pillow, bitch. You're supposed to be staying in one spot for a while. Get out of this shit, then get yourself together. You're supposed to wash the sheets and the blankets and everything like that. Go get some new sheets and stuff like that. Then put them bitches on the bed. And then welcome in somebody else. I don't know if y'all understanding my fucking analogy or whatever, but bitch, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, don't be trying to go and get into a relationship with the next motherfucker because you're trying to heal. Because that shit's gonna fuck you up. Because that's exactly what the fuck I did. And that's what I'm having to recoup now. Period. Let's get to the next topic. So the next topic, we have some emails. Well, I have some things that have been summarized to me. I went and I looked at my email, but I can't leave the app that I'm on at the moment because it will close the podcast down. So we're just gonna talk about them. The first person, y'all, we're gonna do like our little, what should we call it? We're gonna call it the yellow letter, or no, the yellow letter. So this is my first segment for the yellow letter. And so me and my co-host and stuff like that, we're going to review and we're going to talk about some of the topics that we have. We have a total of like 15 of them. We only going to do three tonight, and I'm going to cover the next ones for the next people that join me on the next podcast. So the first one is from Anonymous 487. And from the summary that I took from the email, is she's saying that basically her and a particular other person are inside of a relationship at the moment. And this person that she's in a relationship with has been found, basically she found out that this person has been cheating and been, you know, doing shit with other bitches and stuff like that. And hold on, let me type in the comments. Hey. Basically they've been saying, I'm sorry, I'm trying to type. Sorry, y'all. People that's listening, fuck y'all. Y'all, I don't care. Bitch, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not nice. I love y'all. Anyways, in the message, she's saying that there has been tension between two, blah, blah, blah. Long, 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 long. Apparently, her and the boyfriend and the mama get along with each other just fine. They have a kid together. But she's been finding out that he's been doing, you know, shit that he's supposed to be been doing, such as, you know, fucking around with other girls and stuff like that. The girls is coming back and email or texting her on DMing her and stuff like that, and letting her know about what the fuck they've been doing and how they basically been in her house and in their bed. So basically what she's asking is, what is the best decision for her to do? I'm going to let one of y'all answer first. Whoever want to go ahead and tackle that can go ahead. I need you to drink some motherfucking water before I start dying.
What is the best decision, bitch? Or what? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. What is the best decision, honey? Or what is the smartest?
She want to know the smartest decision that she needs. What's the decision she needs to make? Like, I can't help you make that, but go ahead.
First off, you need to pray for all of those girls who came and slept in your bed, because you gotta hope that they don't have bed bugs and brought it back to your crib, because they just bring out the audacity to bring all these nappy headed hoes up in a motherfucking crib and shit like that. So pray for them and yourself, and then wash the sheets and get some bed bugs. Next, talk to dude. Like, are y'all fucking enough for him to just be bringing dude? Like, you must, not saying that that's an excuse, but. Like, are you giving him some poo nanny every now and then? Are you asking him, like, are y'all switching things up to make each other comfortable? Like, what's going on? Then the thing is, do you really want to be with a man that just brought more than three people to the crib? Like, no, let's not even go. Like, and then, like, I can understand if you still want to be with him, like, say this to love your life. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you got to think about, if this is the love of my life, how is he actually showing and portraying his love for me? Because what the fuck he just did is the whole opposite.
Mm-hmm. And baby, he took it way far. Mine was just getting pictures from bitches and stuff like that, not giving him no excuse, because I still wanted to break up with his ass then, but when my auntie explained it to me and stuff like that, I understood, and I gained an understanding. I was like, okay, let's give him one more chance. But even after that, I still had troubling parts in my stomach that was telling me to get the fuck away from dude. I love him. That's like my baby father or something. I'm gonna say it like that. Even though we ain't got no kids, my baby father. Yeah. You have to have that love. You have to have that love type towards that person, because you can't, you don't want to do that to yourself. Nubia, what you got to say?
The best decision for you to do is to just leave that man alone. If you gotta lay in a bed with a man that you know that other women have slept in, honestly, I wouldn't even feel comfortable at all. And it's the fact that, not saying that it's wrong that you're still messing with him, but it's more so like your body, your health comes first. You don't know what these girls that he's bringing have, or where they've been, or who they've been messing with. But I would definitely say, leave that man alone and go get tested. Not saying you have anything, but definitely go and get tested for the sake of your body and your health, because a man should not even play with you like that. Not with your body and not with your health. And I've been there from my experience. So, just to give you a heads up, I would say go get tested and definitely leave that man alone.
That part. That's advice. And for me, to close it out, if you really spiteful, if you really like me, and I know we didn't talk before, baby, if you really want to get back in his ass, if he knows, I hope he don't know. And I hope you have not told, I hope you have not confronted his ass. Get in contact with all the bitches that he done been with. And I want y'all to set his ass up. And if y'all need a way to set him up, then I will help you. Because he deserved this shit. He really just sat and played in all of these girls. And it was like at least 7 of these girls that fucking swiped up on this girl's story. And was like, hey, yeah, girl, wait a minute in your bed. Like, this and this and the third. Like, I could describe your whole bed. So some of the girls had pictures.
And see, that's the thing. Like, yeah. It'd be one thing if it's just like a bitch or 2 or 3 or 4. But the fact that they came to the front door knocking on your shit, letting you know that they done came to your, like,
no, they slid up on her Instagram story.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they came to her front door, like, letting her know that they done been to her shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty.
Right. That's a hoe.
That's nasty. Baby. Yeah. And you know where I'm at. If you need to, you need us.
All I can say is I wouldn't get pulled up out of charge. I wouldn't mind being in an orange suit.
I've been in one before. It look orange really fits the black. Orange is the new black. It fits our skin color really well. Like when the sun kisses us when we go outside and stuff, then orange does really well. But then you have a baby too, so think about it.
All right.
No, for real. All right, sis. Well, you do what you do. I'm going to go ahead and get into the next person. The next person is.
Juan,
you said what?
I was chucked into the sleep.
I would have slid him. Oh, he would have been dead. Lord forgive me. The next person, why the fuck did they use this basic ass shit? I said unique numbers. They use 789. Dumb bitch. I'm sorry.
So the joke was actually funny to my black ass.
Right. They said anonymous 789. There's a summary of hers. This person has been in it back and forth with their parents. Apparently, they're recently finding out that they have another sibling. And the sibling and them have met each other, but the sibling and them do not get along with each other. Let's keep reading. They don't get along with each other. Sibling and them fought on Christmas. Family is taking new sibling side. Okay. I'm gonna start this one off. I'm gonna say it like this. Or what is the last thing that you put in the email? Hold on.
789.
What should you? Okay, that's. I needed to know what question. Where's the question mark, bitch? I mean, not bitch, girl. Whoever's listening, I'm sorry, girl. It's a Texas thing. I don't mean to call you a bitch. Now, let me tell you this, sis. What should you do? Now, hopefully, I say this to everybody that has situations with their siblings and their family members, period. But hopefully, y'all can have some type of conversation or come to like some type of agreement and compromise one another to be able to have some type of conversation to be, or just to figure out what y'all don't like about each other, what pisses y'all off about each other. Because I know your ass, and I know how you get. So I know your mouth is really, really, like, really smart and off the chain. So with that being said, you wouldn't want to go and deliver with a different approach because you come off as aggressive. I'm not defending them, by the way. You come off aggressive as hell because me and you didn't almost fall. So with that being said, if you know that you kind of have that way of coming out to other people and stuff like that, then that would be there. That was just, you're younger than them. Because in the side of the thing, they said that they're 26 and she's 19. Okay, if they're 26 and your 19-year-old ass is coming at them sideways, like you're the adult or you're just older than them, like for no reason. Like you'd be trying to come for all these other people that, like, cause I think this person has been to school with me in junior before. If that is the damn case, well, no, not junior, don't know them. Because junior left. Junior probably went to another school. I'm sorry, I'm trying to sneeze. But with that being said, you used to come out of those girls stuff like that in school for no reason and stuff like that. Like, I hope you're not doing the same thing with them. But if not, it needs to be a conversation that y'all need to be able to come together as sisters and have a conversation and be able to explain to each other what are the things that y'all don't like and what are the things that y'all do like. Because right now, this is like y'all just getting off the wrong foot. And that's usually how it happens because y'all have so many emotions built up, especially if y'all have never met each other ever in life and you didn't even know that y'all didn't even know each other existed. That's something that y'all need to go get together away from other family members. Because all the other family members going to do is try to egg the shit on. And they might sit over here and act like they're not trying to egg the shit on, but I know they messy asses to try to do it anyway. So you just separate yourself with you and your sister alone and y'all go have some drinks or something and go talk or smoke or something, do something. What y'all think? Go ahead. What's your name, Junior?
I actually, like, story of my life, because I have a little brother I just found about, but I never met him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, sis. Honestly, I would say, like, especially if I got off on the wrong foot, she may be older and it may be like a new member of the family is shocking, but however, they didn't ask to be there and neither did you. So right. At the end of the day, we all here on earth, so you might as well make the best of it while y'all both living and, you know what I'm saying, got breath in y'all body. Because say for example something happened to y'all parents, well, you don't want to be taken care of them by yourself,
right?
So, or vice versa, like you don't want your sister taking care of your parents by herself if they were ill or something like that, or even if like it was a case of a funeral. I hope that never happens, but it will. But you know what I'm saying? So just do the, I wouldn't even say the sisterly thing, but do the Christian thing, so to speak, and just try to love your sister as much as you can.
Period. Nubia, what do you have to say?
I would say to gain that connection with your brother or sister. Honestly, I've had the same experience with my father, who keeps having children and he needs to stop. Yeah, I have brothers and sisters that I completely don't even know about. I actually had a brother that I didn't even know about for years, actually, and I'm 21. Right now, as we speak, I would say he's older than me, which is crazy. I have never known about my own brother ever since I've been born. Like, I haven't known my brother ever since I even found out. But I would just say, like, try to regain that bond, that connection, even if the possible case may be if it's your brother or sister or not. Because, I mean, like Junior said, just we're all on this world to make the best of things. So I would just say, do what you can and love while you can, while we're still here.
Right. Period. Period. Panelists, period. So the next part, oh yeah, and my last piece of advice, and if that don't work, be last. I'm just playing. So The next person that we have on, this is our last and third one. The next person that we have coming up is Anonymous. What is that? Why the fuck does she write this shit like that? Why does she use this weird, this red, this weird ass font? Anonymous.
You can't even,
I'm gonna just say Anonymous 9983. Okay, yeah, we just gonna say that. I hope that's your number, bitch. I mean, girl. Okay. So this person inside of this thing is basically saying that they are. Hold on. You know why I'm looking at you, right? I'm sorry. We are live, loud, and in color at the moment. I'm having to talk to children at the moment. Either go find your phone or go sit down or get out. I'm in the middle of recording and you're kind of, you know, messing me up. All right.
Not kind of, you know.
So back to, what you call it? Anonymous. So basically, inside of this one, they're reading off saying that they are having issues with a particular person. Their particular person is being their baby daddy. The baby daddy is not really active inside of the child's life. They have actually tried to get in contact with the baby daddy multiple times, and the baby daddy keeps changing his number and keeps deleting them or blocking them from their social media pages. Also, it states in here that they have been trying to reach out to the family of them. The family is pro about the baby and trying to help the baby and stuff like that, but the son is still not. The mom has also advised her to put her son on child support, and basically, sis don't want to do it. She's asking, what should she do? You're going to answer first.
I kind of want to answer this first. Girl, fuck that, man. You know how many niggas out here want to play stepdaddy? You know how many niggas out here want to play stepdaddy? They don't even want the kids. They just want to be able to say,
I raised them.
Right, like, if they will. Even after y'all break up, bitch, like, I'm so serious. Like,
she's like, I'm not even, you done had a blind moment, baby, because as soon, girl, first of all, let a nigga play stepdaddy and then let the money from the child support come in and then use it on you and use it on the baby. Because first of all, when it comes down to it, I cannot stand niggas that are like this. It takes two to tango. She didn't lay down by herself and get fucked in her pussy by no random person to be sitting over here to just be having a baby like that. And if you know that, why are you trying to sit over here and like, and take her through this. At the end of the motherfucking day, if you didn't want no damn baby, you should have wrapped your penis. You should have wrapped your willy. You should have kept yourself from putting the white stuff inside of her hole and creating a child. You should have been, you should have had her ass with a plan B. You should have put it in her salad. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, you look stupid now. When it comes down to it, if you gonna be if you gonna be a real nigga like you claim to be a real nigga, when it comes down to it, all in the particular of your responsibility. And sis, you talking about you don't want to put this nigga on child support. It's not about what the fuck you want to do. You don't have a job. It's life or death. This nigga he's blocking you for one. Let's talk about that. He's blocking you on social media. And he's changing his number. With that being said, you need to do something. If you know your baby gonna go hungry, and you know you hungry, then what the fuck are you gonna do? Get that, put his ass on child support quick, fast, in a motherfucking hurry. Because his family isn't even telling you to do the same thing because he's trifling. How this? I know this man. He been making money. He has a job. He's employed. Line his ass up or I will do it for you. Nubia, what do you have to say, sis?
Heavy on the child support, child. Because if I know a nigga got out here flashing money on the Benz, on the Instagram, on the Facebook, on the Snap, whatever the case, bitch, you flashing money. Bitch, you got enough money to care for my child, the child that you helped create.
Child.
But if that does not work out, I would say it's niggas out here that would love to take care of you and your baby. Fuck that nigga. Period. Fuck. It's niggas out here they will rightfully care for your baby, even if it's not theirs. Like,
that part.
They will step up. They will step the fuck up. Like,
they don't understand. They do not understand. They don't understand.
But it's definitely going to hurt him in the end. It's, you just gotta hit him where the fuck it hurt. Like,
honestly.
Like, he know in his mind that that's his baby. That's why he keeps avoiding you and blocking you. He doesn't want to take full responsibility for what he did. Like, you created a whole child. This is your own flesh and blood, and you can't even take full responsibility for that baby. Like,
and I think he's been posting baby. Other bitches and stuff like that on his story and stuff. You like
that is shit so sick. Like, honestly, I would just say, find you somebody that's gonna rightfully care for you and your baby. Like, it's men out there that will literally worship the ground that you walk on.
That part.
And they'll go above and beyond for you and yours. Like, you won't have to worry about nothing.
Cause there's a lot of niggas, like I said, like Nigel, you just say, like, there's a lot of niggas that are just waiting to take care of somebody else's child. Just to put them on front street. Not only just put them on front street about how bad of a father that they were, how these other niggas are here out here in the world, but just to show how, just to show them, or show the child that you have somebody that cares for you. It might not be blood, but you have somebody out here that cares for you. And this fuck ass nigga don't care about you and stuff like that. They do. Like, it's a lot of niggas out there like that. And that's the ones that I commend. And that's the ones that I give a round of motherfucking applause to. Because I know it's not easy going and trying to raise nobody else nappy head ass, snotty nose ass child if you have bad attitude and bad breath. But you know, at sometimes when it comes down to it, not all kids are like that. And if they are like that and you still put up with their shit and everything like that, y'all deserve a raise or whatever job that y'all have in life. Y'all deserve to be fucking financed by the motherfucking government. Do you hear me? But yes. That's the third one. My closing thing. Be blessed with you and your baby. Put the nigga on child support. He don't want to pay child support. Get his ass locked up. Amen, amen. All right.
Hey, don't get the nigga locked up. No, wait a minute. Just throw a brick in his window or something. Shit, just don't get locked up.
I think when it comes down to it, I'm going to talk about this. The only reason I say get his ass locked up, because niggas think fat meat is greasy. When you're putting on child support and stuff like that, that is you. That is your obligation to sit here and take care of your responsibilities that you didn't want to take care of in the fucking first place. You still don't want to sit over here and do this shit and stuff like that. Okay, that's when jail time needs to come in. That's the same thing that happened with my dad. I don't like the fact that you sit. You don't. Hold on. Come here. Okay, thank you, Sid. I don't like the fact that niggas sit over here and they have it to where, oh yeah, fuck the police, this and this and this and the third. Da, 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 da. Okay, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But at the end of the day, you have another human being that you brought inside of the world that did not ask to motherfucking be here. And you're not offering money for Pampers. You're not offering money for food. Now, with the niggas that are offering and taking care of their child, and they still get put on child support and they still go to jail and stuff like that, those are the ones that need to be removed out of there. But for the niggas that still don't want to take care of their responsibility and still out of here partying and stuff like that while they got a motherfucking baby basically starving with the mama at home and stuff like that, I don't like that. The mama should not have to be the only person that's out of the fucking thing working. I commend a lot of these single parents and stuff like that, but when it comes down to help and stuff like that and these niggas sit over here and keep playing, that's when I feel like they need to be locked the fuck up. Because you sit up for playing with a child's life. You literally endangering your child. In a better phrase. Like, just being so wholeheartedly honest, like, it's like your baby ain't eating. How does it make you feel? You don't feel no way? Go to jail. Period. And for the niggas that's out here that's been grinding these evil, conniving bitches, then when they put them on child support after they take care of their responsibilities, anyway, y'all going to hell. Anyways, I think that caps for the yellow letter tonight. I really enjoyed these. Y'all keep them coming. Y'all keep sending them to the fucking, the ZaysTableTalk@gmail.com. I will keep seeing them. I will keep summarizing them. And eventually, we'll just be, you know, keep going on. I have some more that we can go over, but I'm not going to go on because we got up to 44 minutes, 26 seconds. So with that being said, we could have it longer, but I'm not going to have no long-ass episode. because I don't want y'all to have to go through and listen to this entire motherfucking thing. I try to keep it like at least 30 minutes, but I kind of gave y'all something extra. So, everyone inside, if you listen to the podcast tonight, or my host, or my co-host and stuff like that, my co-guest stars, Junior and Nubia, thank you so much for coming on Zay's Table Talk. Oh my goodness.
Thank you for having us.
Period.
You're welcome.
Y'all go ahead and y'all give them your social media what is it?
My social media will be on Instagram at Nubia with two A's and Poles, P-O-L-E-S.x.
.x, bitch.
Period.
All right. You go ahead and give them your social media tags.
All of mine's are going to be Uhanze. It's going to be spelled U-H-U-N-Z-E-Y on Instagram and Twitter.
Period. And y'all already know mine's, bitch, because y'all follow me on motherfucking Spotify and all the other things. Thank you guys so much for listening and holding down the fort for Zay's Table Talk this year. Because, baby, we done been through some shit. I know I've been really inconsistent with posting and keeping y'all updated and everything like that. But I promise you it's going to get better. Thank you to the people. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to Anchor. Thank you to Spotify. Thank you for all of these damn people that sponsoring these damn videos. Thank you to Apple Podcasts. All of you motherfuckers. Thank you so much. It's been a blessing. It's been a long bumpy ride, and thank y'all. All right, thank you so much for listening in, and stay tuned for the next episode, bitch, because I have something in store for you hoes. All right, bye bye, bitch.